As we go into the week of Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet, we're going to begin studying the Halachot of Purim during our morning slot leading up to the holiday of Purim. I wanted to discuss an interesting question, which is something we hot button issue in this minyan. The question of if you're a Sephardic or Ashkenaz and you hear the Megillah in the reading or in the Miftah or in the tune of another nusach of in another shul or another nusach, or you're in a shul and they're reading it in a nusach that's not your nusach, what is the rule with regards to fulfilling your obligation to hear Megillat, the reading of Megillat Esther? So part of this is probably going to depend on what the rules are by Kriyat HaTorah in general. If you're in a shul and you're hearing Kriyat HaTorah in a nusach that's not your own, do you fulfill the mitzvah to hear Kriyat HaTorah? What would you say?
Yes. Yeah.
Why?
Yes. Because you're still listening to the word.
Okay. Meaning, what's the goal of Kriyat HaTorah in the first place? So if the goal of Kriyat HaTorah is just to hear the words, or is the goal of Kriyat HaTorah to understand what you're hearing, to know what's being said, etc.? Those are some of the important questions that revolve around answering this point. So there is somewhat of a machloket about hearing what it's called shtei lashonot, hearing two different readings or two different types of tunes in one reading. That might create a halachic problem because you're supposed to really hear it in a consistent tune. And the ideal probably is to hear the Megillah in your own traditional tune. Nonetheless, there's probably a difference, as pointed out by a number of halachic authorities, there's probably a difference between Kriyat HaTorah and Megillat Esther. Whereas Kriyat HaTorah, this is in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Chaim of Brisk, he said that Kriyat HaTorah, I'm just reading here from a sefer called Shuvot V'Hanhagot, and he writes here that Kriyat HaTorah dafka tzarich diktuk yoter b'kol teva v'teva. You have to have specific understanding and intent and exacting kind of reading on each letter. And the reason is because the goal of Kriyat HaTorah is lahavinu laskil amita tatorah. The goal of Kriyat HaTorah is to understand and contemplate the truth of Torah. And if it's in a reading that you might not fully appreciate the understanding, the clarity of Torah, then maybe you didn't fulfill that goal of Kriyat HaTorah. Whereas, when it comes to Megillat Esther, there is more of an emphasis on Pirsumei Nisa, on the publicizing of the miracle. And he points us out that that we might not be as strict about hearing it in your own tradition if you're in a situation where you're not able to, or that's the reading that happens to go on in your shul, and it's not necessarily in your customary tradition, you would still fulfill Megillat Esther, because the goal of the Megillah is not necessarily the exacting understanding of every word, but more the Pirsumei Nisa idea. Yeah.
But even so, the Ta'amim were only added afterwards, so it wouldn't, not matter which Nisach you read it in?
Except once the custom becomes, that's what your custom is, all of a sudden it takes on a much stronger status. But that is a good point. Okay, continue with Ashrei.